In the Rambam, Hilchas Nayre Psula Perik Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam is talking about, in general, about a person who's either a ma'anis or mefata. So there's a knas that a person is zchayiv for being ma'anis or mefata. But here in this halach, he's talking about exceptions when you're not chayiv these knosim. Hoysa mechayovi Mrs. Bezdin. If this girl that he was ma'anis or mefata was a chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin for him to be with her, kigoyin bitoy eishes benoy kayetzabahem. Bein hisrubay, bein lo hisrubay, whether there was hasra, potter men aknas. He's potter from knas. So yes, he's doing a maisa. This maisa has a chiv Mrs. Bezdin, so he's potter from the knas, and that's whether he had hasra or not. As if he had hasra, he would actually get Mrs. Bezdin. So then for sure he doesn't get, he's not chayv the knas. But even there was no hasra, so the poil is not chayv the Mrs. Bezdin, still it's an aveira of Mrs. Bezdin, so mele he's potter from the knas. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lo yi yasein onoish ye onish. It says about the two in Parshas Mishpatim about two people are fighting. V'nokfu isha hara v'yotzil yiladeha, that they accidentally hit a woman who was pregnant and the fetus was killed. So if lo ye asin, if there's no asin, if the way that Rambam attaches it, if the woman doesn't die, so then onish yonish, you have to pay. Ha'im ha'ya sham asin, but if the woman would die, ain't sham enish, there is no enish of mamet. So we see here that when there is a chiyuv misa, so there's no enish mam. V'yafal pi shariga seisha bishgaga, even though this woman was killed bishgaga, sharilei nischav nula. They weren't trying to kill her. Shenemar ki natsu an noshim v'nokfu isha. The men were fighting. They were trying to fight with each other, and they ended up killing the woman. So you shall halomadata. So we learn from here shelechila kakosuv ba'asin bin shegi lemezid lepeitre minat hashlum. As we see over here from this pasuk, that you only pay if there's no asin, if there's no death. But if there is death, if the woman dies, then you don't pay, even though the death was accidental. So for killing the woman, there is no chiyuv misa. Doesn't matter. Since a person was killed, so it's an act of chiyuv misa, whether you're neschayiv in it, lepoyel or not. And therefore, we learn from here that when a chiyuv misa happens, whether lepoyel your chayiv misa or not, whether it's on purpose or accidental, either way, there is no einish moment. So by this naira, who there was the einish mefata. So if there was a chiyuv misa, whether there was asra or not, he's parted from the tzuteshul miknas. The Rambam says, "Vario emer," and it's written, "Maki nefesh beimoy shal meno maki odom yumas." It says the Torah puts together that you have to pay for an animal and by a person you die. Ma makin nefesh behima lichilek akosav ben shegig lemezid lechayvi b'tashlumin. Just like when you kill an animal, so it doesn't matter whether you're a shegig or a mezid, you're always chayiv for payment. Af makin nefesh odom lichilek akosav ben shegig lemezid lepeitrim natashlumin. So by maki odom, when you kill a person, chas v'shalom. So here also the Torah is not mechalek between mezid and shegig, and in every case you're parted from tashlum. That's halacha in Rambam. Bekitzur, the Rambam taught us over here the famous halacha of kamli b'drabim minik, which is that when you have a chiyuv misa, you don't pay. That's the atzim yisoid. And over here, by this einus mefatif, if there's a chiyuv misa, you don't pay. That's the nekuda. But then there's the added chiddush, even if it's a shegi, or even if there's no astro, so there's no chiyuv misa lepeil, it doesn't matter as long as it's an act that carries a chiyuv misa, you never pay. But to explain that and to prove that, the Rambam brought l'chura two proofs. One from the pasuk of lo yi asin onish yonish, that over there we're talking about a shgoga, as the Rambam proves, and nevertheless the Torah says you only pay him lo yi asin. But if there is an asin, if the woman dies, although it's a shgoga, you don't pay. Is a raya that you're not machalik shegig or mezid. If there's death, you don't pay. And then he brought the raya from maki adam and maki behema, that just like maki behema, you're always chayiv payment whether shegig or mezid. By maki adam you must, you're always potter from tefshulim whether shegig or mezid. That is Pasha Pshat and Alach Rambam Luchur, which is Meider a few very interesting inyan. The first thing is, the Rambam gave here two Mekaydas from Sukkim to prove a point. Right? He's telling us a point, he's telling us a Chidush Dover, that the Din of Kabbalah with Rabbinay is even when there's no Chiv Misa Lepoil, even when there was no Hasra or was Bishkogig, so there's no Chiv Misa, still there's no payment. And for that he brings a Makir from the Pasuk of Mlai Yiyah Asim, which was a Shgoga, as the Rambam points out. And then another Makir from Makodah Makir Behema. The kind of Ben Shail, the obvious question, why do we need two Mekaydas? Why do we need two Mekaydas from Sukkim to teach us one Din? The Rambam B'chlal doesn't always bring Mekedus, usually doesn't bring. Well, I'm all he brings Mekedus. But why over here, after he brings the Pasuk, the Makir from Imleia Asin, does he also bring the Makir from Makir Behema and Makir Adam? Two different Mekedus, which is two places in the Gemara. What's the reason? What's the need for both of these Mekedus? So let's talk about that first. So first of all, why do we need the first Makir if you have the second Makir? Why do B'chlal need the Pasuk of Imleia Asin? The makir from there, if you already have the makir, if you have the second of makir behem and makir adam, so that's pashut, and that Bemis already says in Rashi and Tosfos and the Sugyas and Elonidas that the second makir from makir adam makir behem, which in the Gemara that comes from the Dvei Chizkiya, that alone doesn't teach us anything. All that says is that by makir adam you must, it's the same din by shegig and mezid, but I don't know if that same din is lechayiv or leptur. It doesn't say that you're putter. In this pasuk, it doesn't say come with the namine. It just says maki odom yumas. So, but I can learn from the hekesh of maki odom to maki behema that just like by maki behema, there's no difference shegi gumezit. Al derech said by maki odom, there's no difference shegi gumezit that we got. But what's hakadat din by maki odom? The mezit. Maybe there's no chilim shegi mezit. You always chayif tashlumen. So maybe you need the first marker. The first marker teaches us that some din of come with the rabbinate. Im lo ye asin onish yonish. Ha im ye asin lo ye yonish. That if there's a death penalty, so there's no inish. So there we learn the din that ben mezid al kolpanim. There's no din tashlumen. So now we have the second marker, which says that lechila kater ben shegi lumezid. Every marker adam is no different shegi lumezid. Al Kapanim, so that's Pashut. And this says Rashi and Tesis, both of them, Clara, are there in the Sugis and Elonitis. So that's Pashut, that the second Mukher alone is not enough. But what's bothering us over here is why do you B'chal need the second Mukher? L'chura, the first Mukher is a very clear Mukher. The Pasuk itself is said, Lo Yiya Osin Onish Yonish. Again, Ha'im Yiya Osin Lo Yiya Onish. It's talking about Ashgoga. So Halamarata, Shalichil Kateira. There's no difference between Shegig and Mezit. Why B'chal do we need the second Mukher? And on that, there's no beer in Rashi and Tosfos. We'll see soon why they don't deal with it. But Lepayel, what's Hakad Asbar? So, Bimatsiya, maybe Asbar Efshori in the Sinyan. That is that the Atzam Din of Komli B'dinamine, what does it say? It says a person is Nischayiv and two Chiyuvim, and one is Rabba, one is a greater Chiyuv, a Chiyuv Misa and a Chiyuv Mammon. So you don't give him the smaller Chiyuv, you only give him the bigger Chiyuv. That's the Din Pasha that comes with the Rabbi. Then is Nischadish that even if you're not Nischayiv and the bigger Chiyuv, even if it was done Beshegi, it was done with Tar Hasra, so you weren't Nischayiv and the bigger Chiyuv, still you don't get the smaller Chiyuv. But here the Shaila is why talking not. The person is not getting the bigger chiyuv. He's not getting the bigger chiyuv. Why taki isn't he getting the smaller chiyuv? Good, so we learn it from psukim. But what's the havana? Was lernt sich da'ab? The chura was lernt sich da'ab is that the din of kol levi d'rabbanei is not just the lepoil because you're getting one, you can't get the other. It's much deeper than that. But on this act, there's only the chiyuv. There's only the greater chiyuv, not the smaller. The einish that was given for the act of killing, let's say, is only a chiyuv Misa. There was no chiyuv tashlumen given for killing, because killing is chiyuv misa. I am all you not mischayiv in misa. Doesn't matter, but there was no chiyuv tashlumen given a misa. That's the deeper pshat in kom levi d'rabbanei. Not that kilu there's two chiyuvim, but I can't get both, I'll get the bigger one. Rather, that kom levi d'rabbanei means that on this maisa aveira, only the bigger chiyuv was prescribed. So even when that bigger chiyuv, for whatever reason, you can't give, but there is no smaller einish for this ma'aseh avera. That's l'chura was nischadish in the din, that even by a shegig you say, kom levi d'rabbanei. But e'bazei, l'chura, there's a big makim l'chalik between the kom levi d'rabbanei by im lo ye osin onish ye onish of that isha, versus other places like over here by the knas for the ma'anes or mafata. Why? Because over there by the Isha, the smaller Chiv and the bigger Chiv are betzim for the same thing, which is for the Isha. A person killed the Isha, and so if you kill the Isha, so it's a Chiv Misa. The Tashlumin is also for the Isha. In other words, when you pay for the Vladis that died, it's the Me'a Isha. How much was she worth with the Vladis, without the Vladis? It's all about the Isha. So Melech Kamli of the Ramine says, when you kill a person, you don't pay for the person. There's no paying for a person when you kill a person. That's what Kamli of the Ramine says, that the chiyuv that was given for killing is only misa. There is no chiyuv of payments for killing. So when a person is killed, there's no makim to pay for that person. In this case, the killer is not being killed because it was b'shegi. It doesn't matter. For killing, there's no chiyuv tashlum. That would be the pshat over there. But over there, we're talking about paying for a woman. You killed the person, and then should you also pay for the person? It's the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv tashlumin is for the same person, for the same thing that's happening, the same killing. Shenkin by us, we have a situation where a person is ma'anes or mefate bitay. So there's a chiyuv misa because he's baal bitay, and then there's a knas for ma'anes, a knas for mefate. It's not the same chiyuv. It's not paying for the person. Neither is paying for the person. There's a chiyuv misa, that is because he did an aver of aroyis. And there's a chiyuv knas because of a maisa called anus. Dovol mengi ken trachten, that who says you say komli bidrab menei if you don't get the greater chiyuv? Because the second chiyuv is an independent chiyuv. It's a different type of a chiyuv. So, taki, you can't get both chiyuvim. If you're chayiv misa and chayiv mamon, you can't get both. Or you don't get both. But who says if you don't get the bigger, you don't get the smaller? After all, the smaller is a chiyuv bifnei atzma, a different type of a chiyuv altogether. So that chiyuv was chal, and the bigger chiyuv was chal, and you can't do the bigger chiyuv, so maybe do the smaller chiyuv. Afdam bring the Rambam that there's a second mokir. And that's lechilik hakosuv. Just like lechilik b'shegig, that b'shegig you're, I'm sorry, just like by chilik, by maki b'hemi yishal mena, that lechilik b'shegig l'mezig, you're always chayiv. So by maki adam yumas, we learned that the Eibishter was not mechalik by an inyan of chiyuv misa, and that you're always part of tashlumen. You're never chayiv tashlumen lechilik hakosuv. You can't make chilukim in this case and that case. So mele the limud that we learned from leyi osin, which is the etzem limud, that komli b'drab minei, and not just komli b'drab minei, even by a shegi komli b'drab minei, I voltich gitrach, maybe that doesn't apply in all cases. Nein, we see that there's a hekish maka odom maka behema, that there's no mokim l'chalik b'din shegi g'mezid b'chlal. By mezid, you're potter, by shegi you're potter in all situations, in all instances. And perhaps that's why the Rambam brings the second mokir as well, because otherwise, beside the first mucker as well, you keep a mechalik that lav dafke that would apply by such a case like we have over here. That's part one, legabe pshat in these two dinim derabbanan. The maisa is, then there's part two. And part two is that we have over here lechura adover nifla, which is this whole first mucker that the Rambam brings, this mucker that you should know that you're not chayiv, excuse me, even if the chiyuv misa was b'shegig or was without asro. So in other words, you never chayv tashlumen komle with rabbinay is even if it's b'shegig. So the Rambam brings a mokir from the pasigim lei yosin, and that case was a shgoga of the isha. So mele we have a mokir. That mokir stated in Gemara. That whole hasbara doesn't say in Gemara. And not only that, Al-Kupanim, I don't know a mokir for this whole hasbara of the Rambam. This whole mokir that the Rambam brings for this din, that Kamli the Rabbinay works even if you're not Nischayiv in the Rabbinay from Leyi Ya'asim, and the fact that there was a Shgoga, and nevertheless, the din is Imha Ya'asim, you don't pay, that's the Rambam's Ahasbara, that I don't know the Makkah. When you read the Pashas of the Sugya, the Mishnah says the din of Kamli the Rabbinay, and it brings the Pasuk, the Makkah is Takim Leyi Ya'asim Anish Yanish, Haim Ya'asim Leyi Yanish, that's it. In Pashtus, we're learning that we're talking about, and the Mishnah is talking about a case of Mezid. We're learning the din of Kamli b'Rabbanei Ha'im Yeh Asin Yonish. That if there's a death penalty, so then you don't pay, and that's it. When the Gemara is looking to find a mokir, that even if it's a shaygig, and therefore there's no chiv misa, still there's no chiv tashlumen, the Gemara brings Makkah Behema Makkod Tvei Chizkiyah. The Gemara never brought from the initial pasuk of Mlo Yehosim that's a makir even for that if the chiv misa was b'shegig, still there's no chiv tashlum. It's a chiddush of the Rambam. Now I'm not asking on the hasbara. The hasbara the Rambam says makes a lot of sense. It's a good hasbara, but in the Gemara there's no mention of such a svara. So the etzem inyan that the Rambam should mechadesh his own hasbara. It's not the end of the world. There is a famous Yad Malachi that Rebbe brings in Luke of the Sichas Lepamim, that he says that Rambam says the simplest drasha from the pasuk, the clearest and simplest drasha. So Meila, the Rambam is saying here we have a pashat asbara, pashat raim. You take this pasuk alone, that the pasuk that teaches kam lebi the Rabbi Minei also teaches that it's even when the Rabbi Minei you're not going to get that punishment because such gaga like that pasuk was talking about. So the Rambam could have said a hasbara that the Rambam found in the pasuk misad atzmi. The Maisi is just a har on the side that it's not so clear, because here the Rambam also brings the Svar that the Gemara brings, the Makkah that the Gemara brings from Makkah the Makkah Behema. I saw talking with the Sichas Achilik Lamid, Pashta Vayishlach. The Rebbe deals there with the Rambam about the Makkah for Tumas Avi Dezorah. The Rebbe brings a remez, and the Rebbe's Sichas is that the Rambam is bringing a remez, a Makkah, that's not the Makkah that the Gemara brings. Why does the Rambam bring a different Makkah? And the Rebbe says, especially because the Rambam also brings the Makkah of the Gemara. So he says in the Or and the Sichah, so therefore you can't say the answer of the Yad Malachi, because that the Rambam wanted to use a Svar Yisra Pshuta, because the Rambam also brings the Svar of the Gemara. So Lachura, that Vart, that time of the Rebbe there in the Sichah applies here also. Even if the Rambam found a nice Pshat, a nice Makkah, but if the Rambam is anyways bringing the next Halacha, the Makkah of the Gemara, why does he bring his Makkah also? But just to say, the Shakta Batariya, that maybe is different. Because over here, the makir from the pasuk of Mlei Yos and the Rama has to bring. That's the etzim you say that din of kamli b'dramine. So once he already brought that din, so the Rama also says, and in that din lichta hasbara pshuta, or a yisoid or a makir pashut that kamli b'dramine is even by a sheik. So once, because he had to bring the makir anyway, he's just adding, and that makir says everything. Elamai, he also goes ahead and brings the additional makir, as I explained to you before, because there's an advantage or a need still to bring that makir as well. Kenzain. But Becholifin is Shver in Teichin. Because the Gemara didn't bring this Makir that the Rambam was bringing. The Gemara was searching for a Makir. The Gemara was searching for a Makir to say that Kom Levi the Rabbinei is even when it's B'Shegging and you're not Neschayiv in the Rabbinei. So L'chur, the Rambam is saying it's a Svar Pshuta. Because in the Pasuk of in Le'yas and Anish Yanish, which is the Makir in the Kom Levi the Rabbinei, their Gufe, it's talking about a Shgaga. So why was the Gemara looking further? In other words, the Rambam is saying a svara, the luchur is a svara pshuta. But the Gemara should have said that svara. Why in the Gemara is it not mentioned that svara? So I wanted to say one vart, which is that there's another way to learn the pasuk of Imlei Yiyasim, different than the way the Rambam learns over here. The Rambam's learning Imlei Yiyasim if the woman isn't killed. Ha'im Yiyasim, but if the woman is killed, then you don't pay. It's like the Rambam and the woman, the whole thing was a shgog. Mikana berlenin Imlei Yiyasim. If there wasn't a person killed, remember there's two people fighting over here. V'nakfu ishahara, im lo yasin. If one person didn't kill the other person, he only caused the woman the vladis to die. So then anish yanish ha im yasin. If the person was killed, then there's no anish mamon. Ebazei the im yasin im lo yasin is talking about the people, and that's already a mischaven. He was mischaven lahargi. So then a sakadin of mezid. Then there's no makir for the holding of sheki. And here we'll see something halfly appella. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam hatazei takim mefarish kimim. That's clear. You look at the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam over here, Masech Tekuvos and Elanayis, Peregimel, and this Mishnah, the Rambam taich them yios and leios and legabi, the person, shnei anosim, the people that are fighting. And azei zeichet the Rebbe Bartanura. In other words, it's a pasuk to wait to learn this pasuk. And according to this way of learning the pasuk, there's takin no makir for the din that kom lev the Rambam neziv by a shegi. No. That in the Gemara, when the Gemara was looking for a Makir, the Kamli with Rabbinays, even when it's a Maisa of Shegig and there's no Chiv of Rabbinay, so the Gemara couldn't bring this Makir that's leaked in the Pasuk from Imlei Yos and Anish Yonish, because this Pasuk is Laz Afka Raya. If you learn Imlei Yos and it's talking about the death of the person who's in the fight, so then there's no Makir that works even by a Shegig. When Azayat the Ram attacked him, Mefarish going to finish Mishnais. But after there is already the Makir from the Vechizkiyah of Mach Yodim, Yishal Menah Mach Behem Yishal Menah. So now we know that the emes is that Kol Mevid Rabbinei is even by Ashkoga also natural by Mezid. Zokshin the Rambam. Now I could teach the Pasuk of Mlei Yosin is talking about the Isha and Melan the Pasuk Alain Likshin Dimdin. And that's what the Rambam says over here. Kana like the Rambam Shita of trying to bring a Makir Hachim Afurish Bekra. In other words, there isn't a hechrich to learn this pasuk this way. And Mamela the Gemara Taka didn't bring this pasuk as the mocker for the din, because you could learn the Gemara, the pasuk differently, and the Rambam himself understands that and wrote that that's Peshatim in Mishnayis when he's learning the Essa Mishnah before Dvei Chizkiya was mentioned. Remember, Dvei Chizkiya is not mentioned in Mishnayis. Dvei Chizkiya is in the Gemara. But once already Lachar HaMaisa, once we already have the Gemara, and we know the Halacha, and the Halacha is Taka that Dvei Chizkiya is accepted, and therefore, Kamli Ben Rambam is even when there's a Maisa Shal Shegig, Sakshin the Rambam, Kemen Shem Yifar Zandim Pasuk, in a Pashita way, the Mlei Yosin goes on the Isha, not on the person. And therefore, in the Pasuk, Alein Likshin the Etzem Din, the Kamli Ben Rambam is Sabi Shegig, Sabi Mezit. Maybe it's a possibility, but definitely it's a davar shel teima that the Rambam over here is mechadesh a whole new mokir to the din that commonly with the Rambam is even b'shgoga, which al kavanim at this moment I don't know a mokir, an earlier mokir to this hasbara and mokir that the Rambam brings, and I'd be very happy if somebody would be meir enai if to find takia a mokir to this svara that the Rambam brings.